And let me ask kind of the very high level, maybe even just like obvious question, the one that maybe I should know, but I sort of do, but I mostly don't, which is, what is microservices? What does that mean? What is it?
Yeah, so I actually have a few slides
Okay.
that it's like all good slides, they're slides I've stolen. And these are slides from .NET Conf focus on microservices, but I think this really kind of illustrates it visually. So the idea is back when I started with web development, we had like a prod server, and it was this huge multi-million dollar machine. And if we wanted to upgrade to scale up, we needed to buy a new machine. And that was because the entire app was one big thing. It was a monolithic app. So what that means is when we deployed it, we copied the entire app to each server, right? And so the problems there's a lot of problems. One is that if you want to scale, you buy new hardware. You also are stuck with deployments because if you want to do a deployment, it's all or nothing. So if you find one small little thing you want to fix or you want to add one small new feature, you're redeploying the whole app and you risk breaking everything. So the move to microservices is this idea where, oops, I missed my cool animation. It's supposed to drag and drop those things. It's basically you break it apart. And so you're like, I can move each little bit of it independently. I can move the front end here, I can move the billing API there, I can move my logging service here, and you can deploy and scale them all separately. So that's really kind of the idea there.
Okay. All right. So it's basically just taking that monolith then that we had and breaking that down into smaller, maybe more logical components.
Exactly. And then as you do that, you get a lot more flexibility. So over time, we moved from everything was running on bare metal on these expensive servers. Then we started moving to VMs. And so if you look at a VM, you virtualize away the hardware. And so that gives you the ability to scale, but you're still running basically a whole virtual machine. So you're running operating system, all the binaries, all the stuff. And if you think about a VM of Windows, it includes Notepad and calc.exe and all that. So it all has to be serviced and it's heavy, it's gigabytes to copy around and all that. So kind of the next bit of scale when we started moving to microservices is moving to containers. And with containers, you virtualize away the operating system as well. So what that means is you can really start just deploying tiny little applications, tiny little services, and they can be just, a few megabytes, under 100 megabytes, definitely. And then that lets you copy and move them around and if one's misbehaving, you just kill it and redeploy it or restart it. You don't really care, right? Whereas restarting a whole server, you've got massive downtime and you've got all these other kinds of things. So
So,
that's kind of the whole idea. It's like moving as you move over. Now we can kind of just swap our containers around. We can say, here, let's spin it up. Let's put some here. Like, we don't even care, right? So it
okay.
gives you all that kind of flexibility there.
Okay. So basically then, so with a VM, that still needs to run inside of something, and it's going to be heavy, it's going to be bloated, and it's going to have like kind of everything that's there, and shutting that down, starting that up, moving that is a non-trivial task. But when we get down to a container, now I'm able to go, okay, well, here's one container, and this is going to contain my web app, and here's one container, and this is going to contain my database, and here's one container, and this is going to contain, some set of APIs. And so now I'm able to, maybe better deploy and better scale and more easily like move those around more easily, upgrade all of those.
Yeah, and now here's a really cool thing. What we've talked about so far is technical and IT focused, right?
Right.
But the real thing here is actually that's not the why. Like, that's a cool nerdy IT thing, but really what microservices are about is more of a business thing. Because once we break these things apart, then we can be super agile, right? So instead of, like I talked about, we have to redeploy the entire app. Now we can ship individual services, we can ship bug fixes. We can also scale down to work at the size of they call it like a two pizza team. So the idea here is, instead of like when I was first working on these, you know, big applications on big servers, you'd have dozens and, you know, maybe 100 people on a team and you don't even know everybody. If you've got somebody that's new on a team, they're not even able to really have much of an impact. So this is a really cool quote from Brendan Burns, who's a co-founder of Kubernetes. He said it's really about scaling teams instead.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, then you start thinking about, you know, like as your teams scale up, you know, you work at a smaller team. Everyone knows each other. Everyone knows the code they're working on, and you're able to, like, you know, empower individuals and teams. So like as a new developer on a team, I can very quickly feel like I understand the entire code base. I could, you know, see myself moving up to being a team lead, et cetera. So that's my slides really, but that's kind of the why, you know?
Okay.
So it's the, what are microservices and why do I even care about it?
So when we're talking then about microservices, are we really talking about things being containered, or are we also talking about serverless and Azure functions as well? So like if what might be the difference there?
Yeah. So I mean, really, it does really kind of blur the lines. I feel like serverless is even kind of an evolution over from containers, because then you're able to work, you're going from the application size down to deploying a single function. And really that's about as small as you get. You get smaller than that, you're deploying individual keywords and that doesn't even make any sense. But
I'm just gonna deploy the word let.
But really the same practices and the same way of thinking, it's at that point it becomes so fluid, right? Because you end up working with something and you say, you know what, this thing was a service, but it's very easy to think about now. It's just a function on its own. And internally, like at Microsoft on the .NET website, you know, we end up, you know, working with this sort of thing. We've recently done some stuff with the .NET website where we're breaking things apart. We, like, for instance, I love this stuff here. This is the live.NET site. This is where we do all our different kind of shows and stuff. And this actually pulls from some things that run in Azure Functions. And I like pair programmed some of the original stuff for this with James Montemagno. And we did this as like some services. And then we just said, hey, this is a function, threw it up in Azure Functions. And it all just kind of, you can stitch it together. Because we're able to do that, the actual code that runs some of these things is small enough that James and I didn't have to understand the entire website. We could just work on building a little function. As long as our function returned the right stuff, nobody else even cared, right? So it's really neat to be able to kind of stitch things together. And we were a two-person team that was able to have an impact on this bigger website.
Okay. Code with Sean over on Twitch mentions that serverless is about implementation, just another piece of the architecture as opposed to just another brick in the wall, which is, you know, something mm-hmm. completely different. But I think that's kind of a good explanation as well. So it sounds then that it's about the architecture. It's not necessarily about like requiring a full new set of development skills per se.
Exactly. And then once you break things apart into working at smaller scales and interactive things, then you just naturally can just whatever makes the most sense, stitch it together. It also allows you to pick and choose your technologies. So say for instance, you know, one team says, you know, I really want to build something that's lightweight and using like, say, Redis as my store. And somebody else is like, we're all SQL Server. It really doesn't matter because each team can implement their own service in a way that makes the most sense. Especially if you're working with containers, they have no impact on each other. Mm. So, you know what I mean? I can very easily say, boom, here's all my containers. And they just, you know, I don't need to go and tell my ops department, like, hey, I need you to set up a Redis cluster for me and I need it with this kind of scale and all that. I just build my Docker image and say, here it is, you know?